fourth HBO special, Louis Black, Black on Broadway. He's also been in shows like Mad About You, The Days and Nights of Molly Dodd, and Homicide: Life on the Street. Now it's time to get a little bit funny with it. HBO has got you back. Louis Black stars in an all-new hour of frenetic Take No Prisoners, HBO stand-up special, Louis Black, Red, White, and Screwed. Saturday is going to kick off June 10th at 10 p.m. only on HBO.
6:58 on 960 The Quake, our special Quake News Team feature, SF and 60, coming up at the top of the hour. We will join CNN exactly at 7 o'clock for an update on the death of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. Now we check in with Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, Will Durst and Willie Brown and Paul Wells. They're at Hotel Vitale in San Francisco for another big show. A big show yesterday, gentlemen. It was really a great time at the state capitol.
Absolutely. Wonderful treat to join the mayor here as Speaker of the Assembly.
It was fun, frankly, and those of you who were there reminded me of why and why and why. You all look like members of the legislature.
No, it didn't, but we had a great time getting a private tour of the chamber. And
isn't that place magnificent?
Such an honor being in the Willie L. Brown Jr. Conference Room.
Indeed.
And doing the show.
Mm-hmm.
The citizens should all go to visit that place.
Oh, man, and they do keep it up gorgeously.
And just see the delight on the faces of all those school kids touring the Capitol and the absence of any tension in terms of safety and concern was just all there.
It really was so cool to see the kids see you. Yeah. You know, that was pretty happy. They're on a tour, then suddenly Willie L. Brown shows up.
Mm-hmm.
They were pretty excited. At least the tour guides were excited. I don't know if the kids were.
We were excited.
You guys all look natural,
too. Yes.
You all look natural up there on the podium presiding.
He's ready to pass some legislation, John.
John Scott had the gavel in hand.
That was great. And another great show coming up, including Marianne Akers. Glenn Greenwald will be signing his book, How Would a Patriot Act, on today's show as well. That's the Progressive News Hour for today. Update from CNN coming up next on San Francisco and the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, 960 The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio.
There's a special place in hell reserved for him.
Democratic Senator Joseph Biden sums up his feelings for Iraq's former number one terrorist, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, who's been killed in an airstrike north of Baghdad. Live in Washington, CNN's Dick Uliano tells us President Bush is calling this a significant victory, but Dickie's also warning the fight is not over.
Right, Bill. The president stepping out to the White House Rose Garden early this morning, hailing the killing of terrorist leader Abu Musab al-Zarqawi in Iraq.
Zarqawi's death is a severe blow to al-Qaeda.
The president praised U.S. troops behind the airstrike, two F-16s north of Baghdad, taking down a house where Zarqawi was staying. But the president also warned the violence and the insurgency will continue in Iraq.
We have tough days ahead of us in Iraq that will require the continued patience of the American people.
The president calling the takedown of Zarqawi a remarkable achievement. Reporting live, Dick Uliano, CNN Washington.
Speaking in Brussels, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld cautions about reading too much into al-Zarqawi's death.
The death of Zarqawi, while enormously important, will not mean the end of all violence in that country, and one ought not to take it as such.
Major General Bill Caldwell, spokesman for multinational forces in Baghdad, describes a video of the attack to take out Zarqawi.
There was a flight of two F-16s from the United States Air Force. They have now been told where the target is. They have identified it. The lead aircraft is going to engage it here momentarily with a 500-pound bomb on the target.
Among those not impressed is Michael Berg, whose son was beheaded in Iraq. Berg says he has sympathy for al-Zarqawi. More DNA tests are being done, but U.S. military officials say they're positive it is Zarqawi who was killed. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
701 on 960 The Quake. From the Quake News Team, this special feature, San Francisco in 60. Heard at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. every day and online at quakeradio.com. The Titanic arriving in San Francisco, the Quake's Ellen Hyatt has more on the new historical exhibit that's docked south of Market Neighborhood.
It's called Titanic, the Artifact Exhibition. It'll be here starting Saturday through the beginning of next year at the Sony Metreon Center in San Francisco. It personalizes the history and legends and turns them into real-life relatable experiences. Visitors enter the exhibit and get a White Star Line boarding pass printed with the name, age, and hometown of an actual Titanic passenger. For instance, Miss Mary Davis, 28 years old, from London. She was considering a move to the United States but wanted to spend more time in New York with her sister before making up her mind. And one of the most impressive and massive objects on display is a 17 by 26 foot, 30,000 pound hunk of the ship's port side from sea deck, a middle deck housing first class passengers. There are actually still some portholes with glass in it, but it's all twisted from the ship being torn apart. Exhibition designer John Zoller of RMS Titanic Inc. owns the wreckage and has conducted 7 collection dives. And tickets are going to be priced at $14.95 to $19.95, and children under 4 get in for free.
Let me give you a breakdown real quick of what we're going to do on HBO with Toygasm. Dane Cook, of course, taking off his career, decided to add a little twist back in 05 on a concert tour bus, inviting 3 fellow comics at different stages in their careers, Jay Davis, Bobby Kelly, and Gary Goldman, to join him on a 1-month roller coaster ride across the United States. Now, they got to have cameras on them at all times, and you get to see every minute of it, recording them at public events, recording them each individually in private. Yeah, there's going to be some nasty things going on and a lot of comedy. So if you're looking for some of that in your life, all you got to do is tune in. HBO's the only place where you can find some of the funniest shows out there, taking some of the hot new up-and-coming comedians like your man. Don't miss it. The premiere of the new HBO series, Dane Cook's Toygasm, as they follow Dane and 3 comedians for 30 days in 20 shows all on one bus. Sundays at 11 p.m. only on HBO. Are you ready for some comedy in your life? HBO has got the plug for you. Now, I know you've been a faithful HBO fan probably for a while, but you're not ready for something new that they've got lined up for you. The name, Louis Black, returning for his 2nd HBO stand-up special, Louis Black, Red, White, and Screwed. It's starting Saturday, June 10th at 10 p.m. on HBO. A little background on your man. He was named Best Male Stand-Up back in 2001 in the American Comedy Awards. First book, that's right, he's an author, Nothing Sacred, published back in 2005 and made the New York Times bestsellers list. And he's written and produced more than 40 plays and starred in numerous stage productions. So you gotta be there for the new comic debut. Louis Black, starring in an all-new hour of frenetic Take No Prisoners HBO stand-up special, Louis Black, Red, White, and Screwed. Saturday, June 10th, 10 p.m., only on HBO.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
Morning, it's 7:05. This report brought to you by your genuine Toyota service departments. Check out local traffic anytime on your computer at quakeradio.com. Bay Bridge, 2 car crash blocks the slow lane on the upper deck right near the center anchorage. And there could be another crash right near that on the upper deck. So, as a result, very slow, metering lights on, back up well into the maze anyway at this time of the morning. Wheel barrel fell out of someone's truck, and now it slows you down on 580 westbound at Castro Valley Boulevard. 2 car crash now moved to the shoulder on 101 and Marin, southbound at the 580 split. And a crash now in the center divide, 85 northbound after Camden, San Jose. Toyota owners, now's a great time to trust your Toyota to a genuine Toyota service center. Just buy a qualifying service, you'll get a savings card up to $25 at America's favorite coffee shop. Restrictions apply. See a participating Toyota dealer for details. Keeping it real with Will and Willie from Hotel Vitale in San Francisco starts now on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
And at 7:06, we're live from the Hotel Vitale at the corner of Mission Embarcadero. Back from Sacramento, Willie Brown, Will Durst, and I'm Paul Wells. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Paul.
Great to be here, Mr. Mayor.
It's all part of the game. And good morning to you, Will. How are you?
Good morning, boss. How are you doing?
I woke up this morning, KNPR, and they were announcing I heard George Bush in mournful terms and tone discussing how the number one figure being looked at the moment, other than Saddam, had finally been nailed with a bombing raid somewhere in Baghdad.
Yes, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi.
And they apparently got him and his spiritual advisor and a whole host of his aides And he allegedly is responsible, or has been responsible, for much of the insurgency.
And if you go to CNN.com, they have the actual bombing run. You can watch the bombing run that killed Abu Musab al-Zarqawi.
Where would they have gotten such a film, I wonder?
I'm sure it was on the front of the plane that did the run.
On the F-16s that did it.
Well, those planes are flying along, though, gentlemen, at 600, 700, 800 miles an hour. That's got to be some drag of a film.
And there's a picture of him with his eyes closed. Obviously, his face. It looks like his face. I have no idea what he looks like. Yeah, you mentioned earlier that you hope that this is the guy, that there aren't going to be any retractions here.
Well, according to the NPR report this morning by the president, they had confirmed it by, fingerprints and whatever else. However, I don't know how you get that with a bombing run. I thought the bombs blast people.
Yeah, vaporize. Yeah. That's what I expected.
Yeah. And all of a sudden you've got, who knows? Let's hope they're right, though. Let's hope that it ends the insurgency, or at least puts a dent in it in one manner or another. At the same time, however,
might forestall it. It might tamp it down for about a month, but I can't see the vacuum of leadership not being filled.
In fact, they're even making noises that they have 1,000 Zarqawis in the wings, and he's now been raised to the level of martyrdom.
Yeah. Well, that's the danger that you're on.
Yeah, that, and at the same time, finally they've gotten a couple of the ministries filled. They've indicated in the new government.
The security ministry?
Yes.
Finally?
Well, there's a great photograph in the New York Times today of guys sitting in the chambers or in some place where they're deliberating, and behind them stands all these guys with these weird guns, and not one of the persons holding the gun looks to be over 21 years old.
Oh, man, that was always the scariest thing when you go down to Mexico and there'd be these 18-year-old kids with AK-47s in the airport.
Yeah. Well, that's what you see in this photograph.
Because I know what I was like when I was 18 years old. What? Huh? Bam.
With an AK-47?
Yeah.
And then San Francisco, real tragedy in this city. And speaking of violence,
the kids? Yeah.
Yes, the police shows up, and some guy has his...
An apartment in Lake Merced.
Has his glass case in his hand, and he's got his hand stretched out as they required him to do, but the glass case is in his hand. They open fire, apparently.
Thinking that it was some sort of weapon.
Of course, killed him, 25 years of age.
There have been conflicting reports on that one, though. I mean, originally the report came in that the shots were fired through the floor where the cops were, or the ceiling, depending on how you look at it, the floor where the kid was, the ceiling where the cops were, because they were in the level below. But then that report was dismissed.
Totally discredited.
Yeah.
And then, of course, things are just getting rough out there, really rough out there. And when there is an incident involving police department and the district attorney's office, it's kind of interesting. A neutral individual has to assume that responsibility. And in this case, it's going to be Bill Lockyer in the dispute between the district attorney investigator and the cops that occurred over the Western Addition a couple of days ago.
Have you intervened under?
I've inquired. I've made the appropriate inquiries, and I hope this matter can be ultimately disposed of. But it's interesting how all these... And then, of course, the results of the election in San Francisco, the mayor is indicating that he thinks that he fared reasonably well. He says that his critics and his opposition insisted upon four measures or so being on the ballot. They won one and they lost three. And
who are those critics?
It's the president of the Board of Supervisors. It's Chris Daley. It's,
the former acting mayor.
Yes.
I remember him.
I don't.
Now, on 960, The Quake this morning, and Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, we'll have Tim Redman of the Bay Guardian after 9. He's going to talk about some of the propositions.
He should talk to us. And then, of course, over in Oakland... And the Dellums is still leading. He's at 50.1 now, but there are 87 ballots to be counted.
87?
8,700 ballots to be counted. And he's at 50.1, so there's not a celebration yet.
Well, he was at 50.2.
50.3 went up to.
Oh, he did. And then
he started coming down.
Counting the absentee ballots,
yes.
Right?
He started to drift downwards. And when you're at 50.1, that's, you know.
50.13. I'm sure he wants to hang on to that 0.03.
And then.
Which isn't even legally drunk.
As long as he has 50 and one vote.
50.000, yeah.
And one vote, then there's no runoff with De La Fuente. If he doesn't, then there will be a runoff.
And costing the city of Oakland probably $1 million. Don't you think the runoff?
Or more. It may cost them more. And then, of course, De La Fuente only has about 35, 36%.
And Nancy Nadel has
14. And so it becomes, in my mind, if I'm De La Fuente, I would think that you could be magnanimous and step forward and save the city money. Because I don't know how you catch up from that distance.
You're a politician. You always assume something could happen between now and the runoff, right? Would you give up? Would you throw in the towel? Would you give up the chance to make up 14%? That's only a 7-point swing one way, you know?
Well, I would hate to think I would ever need to.
How about? I mean, you figure you throw in Nancy Nadel's butt. You spoke earlier that most of Nancy Nadel's support came out of Dellums. So if she's out of the running, that means that he's got 64 and that Ignacio only has 35.
Well, I think if you ask voters in Oakland, if you went right now and said, if you voted for Nancy Nadel,
now who are you going to vote
inclined
for?
To vote?
Yeah.
It would be no worse than 50-50, but 50-50 doesn't help.
No, that's 57-43.
Yeah, it doesn't help an issue at all.
And but see, that's only 7% that he's going to make up, and you never know what could happen. And when would the runoff be? Would it be
November?
Oh, it'd be part of the general election.
Part of the general election. That's why it's less
expensive. That's a long time. That's 5 months.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, a lot of stuff can happen in 5 months. I wouldn't give up. I'm not even a politician, and I wouldn't give up. I wouldn't. Of course, if he wants to ever run again,
well, practically,
you know, saving the city $1 million might look really good. You know, have that on your resume.
And how is it that I've not been able to hear a quote from any Democrat about what happened in San Diego? They were so optimistic about the prospects for Francine Busby being able to win that Duke Cunningham seat, and she matched Kerry's vote from the last presidential election, which is kind of interesting. In every sense of the word, because.
But if you read the criticism in the San Francisco Chronicle this
morning.
Look
at this. You see what just arrived?
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Your cappuccino.
Your double out there?
Yeah.
You know, Karen delivers.
Cap?
It's at the same level as, alternative fuel. This is what you call substance enhancing material.
And for all you Americans that are going over to Europe this weekend for the World Cup. You only have the cappuccino in the morning for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of the day you drink espresso. And they can tell that you're really a kefir. You're an American if you order a cappuccino anytime after 10 a.m.
Well, it's kind of that way in Mineola. We do just the cappuccino. You know, I had no idea what a cappuccino was. I'd never even heard of a cappuccino. There aren't any coffee machines in Mineola, let alone cappuccino.
Hell, I remember being in Wisconsin and seeing a coffee grinder for the first time. Although we had coffee grinders in the A&P, we had A&P, Atlantic and Pacific grocery stores, and they had a coffee grinder, and I so wanted Grandma to go shopping at the A&P rather than the Century, and they were right across the street from each other, because the A&P had that smell of, because they had their own little grinder in the store, and that smell permeated the entire store, you know, just hot, recently roasted coffee. That was the coolest thing when I was a kid.
All right, but I got you distracted from discussing the election, we obviously going to do. But Democrats
we'll continue in the next
really need
too.
To review themselves on whether or not they did okay in San Diego, because apparently the Republicans have employed the same techniques they employed in the Bush election in terms of the swarming, get-out-the-vote people, and that may have been the key. Plus, the reference to illegal immigrants as they say, undocumented persons.
Yes, because she made an unfortunate incident, which might have been misinterpreted, but it didn't sound good.
She invited them to participate in her election.
Yeah.
By working the precincts.
You don't need papers. Yeah. Papers? You don't need no stinking papers. That's pretty much what she said. She's caught on tape saying that.
Yes, and they repeated it over and over and over with $5 million spent.
So committee chairman Howard Dean did issue a statement yesterday on the primary, and we'll share that with the Quake listeners, and we'll continue to discuss the elections. Your takes on them, 866-960-5753. That's 866-960-5753.
I wonder if he screamed.
And you can also go to quakeradio.com, where you can listen live online. And you can go to the Contact Us button, click Email Will and Willie, join in the conversation that way. 718, keeping it real with Will and Willie. And Bob Weir will talk about the Harmony Festival this hour as well on 960 The Quake.
Searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com, keyword real estate, to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com.
Mmm, the smell of garlic. And the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express, and I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
Now, through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Don't settle for less with DSL. Try the real high-speed internet from Comcast, America's number one internet service provider. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Did you know Prius drivers can go up to 500 miles on one tank of gas and laugh at high gas prices? And now's your chance to win your own Toyota Prius from the Auto West Automotive Group. Just go to the search bar on this site and type in the keyword hybrid to enter. Oh, gas prices are frightening indeed, but some people drive 500 miles on one tank and laugh at the gas prices. They are Prius drivers, and now's your chance to win a Toyota Prius of your own from the Auto West Automotive Group. Just go to the search bar on this site and type in the keyword hybrid. But you don't need to win the contest to drive a new Prius, man, or just about any car, truck, or van. Shop the inventory at AutoWest.com or click the Auto West banner.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Fraga. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you'll get something no one else can give you. That's an appointment with me, Mike Fraga. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Miley, Mike's assistant. He helped me get into a fat Trans Am. Mike has amazing relationships with hundreds of credit unions and the toughest lenders out there. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
Hi, I'm Renee. I tried the rest. Fresh Start is the best. Call 1-800-FRESH-START and Mike Fraga will put his car loan money where his mouth is. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
On approval of credit, subject to prior sale. Whatever.
Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Willie Brown and Will Durst, and your phone calls at 866-960-5753. And the emails coming in. Dean's statement on the primary election yesterday. Will, Willie, this is what he had to say. From John Tester's victory in Montana to take on the ethically challenged Conrad Burns to Phil Angelides' victory in California to terminate the special interest governorship of Arnold Schwarzenegger, Democrats offered true leadership for their states and communities. The same was true in Alabama, where more Democrats turned out for their gubernatorial primary than Republicans in a state that President Bush carried by more than 60%. Even in California's 50th congressional district, where Democrats are outnumbered by 50,000 and Republicans spent $5 million to defeat her, Francine Busby impressed the country by coming within 5,000 votes of capturing a solidly Republican seat. In every state, our candidates showed the value and priorities of the Democratic Party or the value and priorities of the American people. There's more, but I think that pretty much states what his position is. But he's still using the words culture of corruption.
Yes, and I suppose Democrats have got to try to put a great spin and a positive spin on the results in the primary. But I frankly think that you could objectively say Democrats did not do as well as they had advertised that they wanted to do. For an example, in California, in the congressional seat just up here in Stockton, they had hoped for that airline pilot to be their nominee. Instead, they got the guy that was defeated last time. Secondly, they didn't mention too prominently that Ms. Busby had been the candidate that lost to Duke Cunningham last time around. Mm-hmm. So, and they would have frankly prefer to have somebody a bit more moderate in terms of being able to market, but they were stuck with her, so to speak, and she ended up losing again. She got the same number of votes as John Kerry. That means in 2 years, in spite of all the horror that Republicans have visited upon us, there's been no change, really, in how the voters in that district look at Democratic candidacies. And so I think Democrats have got to really think.
She did better than she did 2 years ago, though.
She did better than she did 2 years
but
ago.
But she only marginally better than
she did the same. That she got the same percentage that Kerry got.
That Kerry got.
But he only got four more percentage points than she did.
But keep in
49
mind.
49 to 45.
The Republican candidate got less than 50%.
Keep in mind, there was
a third
gentleman. Keep in mind, there was an even more conservative person in that race.
Oh, so he was to the right of Bill Bray.
That is right. And and that independent libertarian type took more votes. Bill Bray can't crow, however, because he came in under 50%. He got 49% after spending $5 million plus and after having the
Cheney come out.
Bush robocalls. Bush Cheney robocalls, Laura Bush robocalls, all designed to help out. So they unloaded, you know, they went.
Who listens to these robocalls?
I do.
Well, you're a politician. You
Nobody
want to find
else
out
calls
what's
me. I look forward.
I didn't get a single robocall. Did you get one, Paul?
Never home.
I got the call. Yeah, I got a call from Al Gore. I got several calls on 82. There were a lot of calls on 82 in my.
You're listed, right? You're in the book.
I am listed. Yes.
I'm not listed.
I am listed. I'm listed twice. I'm listed on the 976 too.
976 what?
976 is a sex call.
I know. 976 what? You gotta have a mnemonic. It's gotta be 976 wet me or 976 a play ball.
But it's amazing though. And then you may have missed this, but I doubt you did, Will, because you're such a baseball fan. How about the pitcher for the Arizona Cardinals?
Grimsley, yeah.
Jason Grimsley.
Arizona, wait, what is that? What are they? Razorbacks? What are they?
Diamondbacks.
Diamondbacks. See how far out I am on baseball?
Didn't he resign? Yeah. Did he took a leave? He just left the team.
That's after they raided his house.
Well, what happened was he was cooperating with them. He was giving them names. He was giving them information, mostly about HGH, human growth hormone. And then, supposedly, he stopped cooperating with the feds, and that's when they raided him. And
yeah, but what did he do to stop cooperating? When they said, we want you to put on a wire, and we want you to go talk to Barry Bonds. He says, are you nuts? I'm not going to do that. There's no reason why I should do that. And that's the point at which they said, you're no longer cooperating. And he said, adios, amigo, or whatever. I don't know what you said at the end of adios.
I'm
Amigo's good.
Amigo is good.
No, that's friendly. He left unfriendly. So in Spanish, you might say it a little.
Fill in the blank, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. But he left him. He walked away and obviously is now. And now they're describing him as a journeyman pitcher, not a regular pitcher.
16 years.
That's not journeyman.
Well, that's a. I mean, be able to stay in the major leagues for 16
Explain
years.
Explain something to me. Did I miss Roger Clemens pitching in some place in Kentucky in the minor leagues where they have milking contests?
Oh, yeah.
Preceding the game?
Yeah.
What happened? Did he get hurt or something?
No. He was out. He didn't sign with a team during spring training.
He just walked away?
He walked away, and because he didn't sign a deal with the Astros, which was his former team, he couldn't sign with the Astros until after May 1st. That's part of the free agency deal. He could have signed with anybody else before May 1st, but he chose not to sign with anybody. He was weighing his options. There were four teams that were looking at him that he had expressed possibilities. One was the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Texas Rangers, and the Astros. And he finally decided to go with the Astros. They made him an offer he couldn't refuse. And so he couldn't play with them until after May 1st. Signed a deal. He's going to go to single A for a couple of starts, double A for a start, and then triple A. Because, you know, this is spring training for him. And they normally, spring training is a month. So I think he's scheduled to face the Minnesota Twins June 23rd is like the, you know, optimum.
Okay, but did we have a shot at him? Did the Giants have a shot?
Didn't have a shot. He wouldn't play for San Francisco.
Why not?
Because we already have one prima donna. We can't have two at the clubhouse. You know his deal.
Who's the prima donna?
You know his deal. He only shows up for games that he scheduled to pitch. He's not with the team the other 4 days of the week. So,
does he have a talk show?
I don't know, but Will has a sports talk show going.
Oh, but anyhow, that's what happened. And that's why he's single A.
Can you imagine a politician, i.e., Willie Brown, legendary figure, done everything under the sun, going back and running for the water district in Mineola? I mean,
yes. Yes.
Oh, man.
Start all over?
Yes. Oh, that's just some. That's not consistent with family
values. Does the term
values.
Marion Barry have any meaning to you?
Listen, Marion Barry got great benefits. When he was in jail, they used to bring him treats. He served time, came out, ran, won the mayor's job again.
The city of D.C. decided to give him another crack at it.
The guy is incredible. I mean, what more can you say about a guy who's in the Hall of Fame of shame?
Gentlemen, we did get an email from one of our listeners, Rick in San Francisco, as we've been talking about the primary elections and how the Democrats did and how they fared with the Republicans. He writes, even Albert Einstein understood the Republicans way back in 1917. Why can't the Democrats understand them in 2006? And the quote from Albert Einstein, I see that often the most power-hungry and politically extreme people could not as much as kill a fly in their personal lives.
Well, I would think that you would not want to equate the rest of us with a guy with an IQ of over 200. I mean, why would you even think in those terms?
I'm reading the email from our listener.
This guy ought to go back to talking to NPR. I mean, this is like regular talk radio. This is blue collar talk radio.
That's thinking outside the San Francisco box.
No kidding.
All right. Look,
and I can't wait to get to the San Francisco scene, though.
Well, we're going to do that with Bob Weir, actually, in a moment, in terms of music.
He's going to discuss elections?
Well, he's going to discuss the Harmony Festival this weekend in Sonoma State. We're going to have
Where's that?
At the fairgrounds in the Sonoma County Fairgrounds.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. Where are the Sonoma County Fairgrounds? Somewhere in Santa Rosa?
Yeah. Yeah, you go to 12 and you make a right coming north on 101.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I've never been there.
And just keep on going.
Beautiful place.
Did you see the distribution of votes between Angelitas and Wesley?
No, we should discuss that too this hour, Mr. Mayor.
Doesn't Wesley live in San Mateo County?
Yeah.
He lost that county.
He lost San Mateo.
He lost San Mateo.
Didn't carry his own home county.
Didn't carry his own home county.
Where have I heard that before?
He lost San Mateo County.
Tennessee, Angelitas. 2000.
The biggest number Angelitas got was here in San Francisco.
Hmm.
He got 51% of the vote. Every other place, it was somewhere between 46 and what have you. But we should discuss all of this in some detail.
We absolutely
as
will.
As the afternoon and evening unfolds here between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m.
And here's John Scott with the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. Let's begin with traffic in the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news. Metering lights on at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Real slow over the upper deck. There were a couple of earlier problems that have kind of backed things up a little bit in the stall in the middle lane of the toll plaza, too. Thanks to Quake listener Bob for phoning that in one for us. You can listen to traffic, of course, all day on the radio and watch it 24-7 live online traffic at our website, quakeradio.com. 7:32, here's a look at what's happening on 960 The Quake. On Capitol Hill, there's enthusiasm on both sides of the aisle over news that Al-Qaeda's top man in Iraq has died. Republican John Boehner, the House Majority Leader, calls the military's killing of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi an important and tangible success for the mission in Iraq. Senate Democrats are sounding upbeat like Joe Biden from Delaware. He told NBC this morning they feel it's a significant hit. Chuck Schumer of New York says anyone who believes in freedom and peace can take solace in what happened. The Quake News team will be getting reaction from both Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer today, and we'll bring that to you when we get it. We have a photo finish in the Oakland mayor's race of sorts. The Associated Press initially predicted yesterday that he would finish with the 50% plus one majority needed to avoid a runoff. The wire service reversed that call last night. Now, with ballots yet to be counted, Dellums has 82 votes, more than the majority needed to avoid a runoff. It's a tight one. The court, and the count, rather, continues this morning at 9. Sonoma County Coroner's Office confirmed that former Grateful Dead keyboardist Vince Welnick committed suicide last week at his home in Forestville. Our sympathies to the family. They've requested no other details be released. A stretch of shoreline off-limits this morning in Oakland because of a sewage spill that happened yesterday. Almost 4,000 gallons of untreated wastewater spilled into the bay near Robert Crown Park. Environmental officials say most of the water came from a car wash nearby and a blocked sewer line blamed. That's been cleared. Officials said they'll keep the beach closed until water samples show safe levels of bacteria. Quake weather today, fog on the coast, sunny inland, still mild today, highs in the 60s, beaches to the low 80s inland. I'm John Scott. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
This summer can be a difference maker for your child.
My daughter struggled with her schoolwork, but what frightened me most was that she lost her self-image and confidence. After only a few sessions with her Learning Rx trainer, that confidence came back. After just 10 weeks, she'd also increased her grades in every class.
Learning Rx is number one in learning and reading gains. We can help your student achieve twice the gains in half the time at half the cost. A cognitive skills trainer will work one-on-one with your child this summer to dramatically enhance his or her core ability to learn. Stronger learning skills through LearningRx's fun, unique brain training produce enhanced performance, increased confidence, and a whole new set of abilities to overcome persistent learning problems. A few hours invested in training this summer can literally change the way your child learns and reads, both next year and forever.
Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-416-1400.
HBO is the place to be all summer and all year round because they got the best programming available for the folks out there in the Bay Area. Let's just talk about comedy specials off top. Your man Louis Black has got his own show. Now, you've probably seen him in shows like Hannah and Her Sisters, Jacob's Ladder, The Hard Way, and The Night We Never Met. And he is going to be coming up in some new movies, Man of the Year with Robin Williams, Accepted and Unaccompanied Minors. Louis Black, remember the name. He's not playing around. Graduate of the Yale School of Drama, has a lot of background in plays, written some books, but comedy is his game. So if you want to check it out, make sure you tune it in. HBO, Louis Black stars in the all-new Our Frenetic Take, No Prisoners, HBO stand-up special by the name of Louis Black, Red, White, and Screwed. Saturday it all starts June 10th at 10 p.m. only on HBO.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
Eggman, and call me Sally.
Hot. Submitted for your approval. 7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience. El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hopyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Hey, Willie Brown here.
And Will Durst. And we're here for Working Assets Wireless, which brings you the same wireless phone carrier service without the big guys. And I'm feeling guilty about Republican Party guilt. Ooh, yeah.
And at no charge to you, they take 1% of what you pay them, and they use it for do-gooder organizations.
Do-gooders.
Making the world better. Planned Parenthood, Sierra Club, ACLU.
Really good guys.
Unbelievable what they do, and it's the progressives' choice.
$50 million over 20 years. Go to workingassetswireless.com/quake. Change the world.
On the go.
960thequake.com, your online pass to the Bay Area's progressive talk station. Contests, podcasts, streams, downloads of your favorite Quake shows. Links to progressive events and organizations around the Bay Area. Go get it. QuakeRadio.com.
Once upon a time, there was a little talk station that critics and the conservatives said would never make it in the Bay Area.
Voted best new talk station in the Bay Area by the editors of SF Weekly.
Thank you very much for your support of 960 The Quake.
.738 on this Thursday morning, June 8th. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Our guest as a founding member of the Grateful Dead has been part of this scene as long as you have, Mr. Mayor.
Bob, this is Willie Brown. How are you?
Just fine, yourself.
Oh, not bad, not bad. So, this weekend, Sonoma, what's happening up there?
We're going to hit up.
Bob, this is Willie Brown. How are you?
Just fine, yourself.
Oh, not bad, not bad. So, this weekend, Sonoma, what's happening up there?
We're going to head up there and have a little fun.
And how's that fun going to unfold on the 9th, 10th, and 11th?
I think we're on Friday night. And I don't know what else goes on up there, but it's quite a show. There are a lot of old friends of mine are going to be playing on that show. I'm looking forward to seeing Taj Mahal and those kind of folks.
Oh, really? Taj Mahal is going to be playing?
We're talking to Bob Weir of the Grateful Dead. Of course, his band these days is Rat Dog, and they're headlining Friday night. There's an expanded music lineup at the 28th Annual Harmony Festival. That's on the Sonoma County Fairgrounds Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And there's also going to be Cake, Ozomatli, Michael Franti, and Spearhead, Hot Buttered Rum, War, just to mention a few of the performers that's going to be there. And the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. Bob, we've been talking today about Vince Welnick, among other things.
Yeah.
That was such a shame to hear.
Way sad. I've heard that, you know, it's kind of like, my feeling is it's kind of like he was like wearing headphones and stepped out in front of a train. What I've heard is that he was taking Zoloft for a number of years and then decided he wanted to quit and just stopped. And apparently that's not the way you get off that stuff if you want to get off that stuff. Apparently the incidence of suicide in that particular case, or that particular kind of, if you do that, the incidence of suicide is just through the roof. And I guess, like I say, it was like he got hit by a train. He never saw it coming.
Hmm.
And, God, it's sad, but...
Oh, man, the Grateful Dead, the whole... Everybody around them, it's just a bad run.
Yeah, it's a bad run on the old piano bench, I got to tell you.
Yeah.
If I were Bruce Hornsby right now, I'd be looking over my shoulder at all times.
The Eco Village is one of the things I was referring to. Now, you've had a hand in a lot of events for the ecology and other things, Bob. What's your interest in doing the Harmony Festival in the Sonoma County Fairgrounds?
You know, my interest is simple. We're going to go up there and play and have some fun. That's what we do. That's all that we do.
Well, that's not a bad thing to do.
But I am interested in checking out the rest of the fair as well. it sounds like it's going to be, you know, a pretty dizzying array of stuff to go check out.
Yeah, it looks like a great kind of surround to the festival, just to the music festival. You got all these harmony. There's a well-being tent. There's a beer garden. There's an eco village. It looks like a lot of fun for everybody.
Organic beer, all that kind of stuff.
There's no bad beer. I don't care if it's organic. Just beer is good. Now, let me get this straight. You guys, have you ever done this before? Have you ever done this festival?
No, hell no. I mean, this is our first time, and like I said, I'm looking forward to it big.
And you're performing on Friday night. So for those of us who are on KQKE, the Quake 960, if we want to hear you or see you, we got to do it on Friday night.
Yeah.
All right. And no other time period. It's too bad. Huh? I'm a Sunday afternoon guy myself.
Yes, but you could camp overnight. They have overnight camping.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but I'm not in. I'm going. I want to hear Bob Weir. I don't want to hear our overnight camping. Are you kidding me?
I'm going up there to get some leaves in your hair.
Sleeping on the ground and pee behind rocks. No, I'm sorry. They have some wonderful hotels up in Santa Rosa. You can also visit those.
Right.
Hey, I'm a big Giants fan. Have you been following these guys?
The Giants?
Yeah.
I have up until about this weekend. I disappeared this weekend and just got back. What happened over the weekend?
They did actually fairly well. They won 2 out of 3
against the Mets in
New York. They could have won that third game too, that extra inning game.
Is Alou back in the lineup yet?
Starting this week.
Starting this week.
Yeah.
Starting tonight, I think.
We're hoping. Yeah.
I look forward to big things out of these guys this year.
Do you make it down to any games when you're not on the road?
So far, it was great. Noah, what's his name?
Noah Lowry.
He turned in a spectacular performance that game, and I went with my dad, a couple of my brothers, and we were most impressed. And the Giants, you know, they had the angry bats that day as well.
And they were only 4 games out of first place.
Right.
Our guest here is Bob Weir. Bob Weir and his band Rat Dog. They've been together for 10 years, by the way. They're playing the Sonoma County Fairgrounds at the 28th Annual Harmony Festival. And they're going to be on the bill for Friday night. There's expanded music throughout the 3 days of Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And there's all kinds of booths, including the Alternative Fuel Vehicle Expo. It's holistic healing and ecologically minded exhibits and great performances, alternative health, spirituality, and other technological and ecological concerns that we have.
And they've always
your total new age fix right in one place.
Yes. Your new age fix. And they've been voted the best Sonoma festival and the best music festival in Sonoma. So you guys should check it out this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Now, I was at the Seva benefit, Bob, and you guys played for Wavy's 70th birthday, Wavy Gravy's birthday, and you did a version of Addicts of My Life, the old Grateful Dead song, and really, I thought that was one of the best versions I've ever heard.
It's a great tune, and it's also, it serves us real well because we use it to warm up with before we go on. We use it for vocal warm-ups, and so it's getting pretty tight.
And as a tip of the hat to Jerry Garcia, the song from his first solo album, The Wheel, is another one that you do.
You bet. Mm-hmm. Actually, that stuff was sort of dedicated to Ramrod, who had just, our
right.
old crew chief, who had just passed.
Mm-hmm.
And so we sort of put together a little clump of tunes that used to be his favorites for that evening.
So it's been great to follow you as part of the Grateful Dead and Bob Weir's Rat Dog Friday night at the Harmony Festival in Santa Rosa at the Fairgrounds, and you can go to harmonyfestival.com to learn more. Keeping it real with Will and Willie here on 960 The Quake. Great to have Bob Weir join us on the phone. Thank you, Bob. And, you know, he looks like the colonel from the Schweppes commercials now, his beard.
No question about that. But don't forget, the festival is this weekend.
Starts tomorrow.
Yes. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget, March Saul starts tonight.
That's right.
Plush room.
You've got to
keep all these things on your agenda, guys.
That's right. You listen to the show, and you're going to have to go. We're giving you great suggestions.
Right.
You know, do it. Go.
We have a book signing happening right here. We're going to interview Glenn Greenwald, the political blogger, and his transformation from an apolitical centrist to a citizen activist in defense of our Constitution. He's put together a book that Working Assets Publishing has put out, How Would a Patriot Act? And we'll be talking to him at the top of the hour, and he'll stay around for the rest of the show here at the Hotel Vitale to sign books if you want to come by.
Stop on down.
Visit with us today. It's a great day to come by. It's the Burst of Durst in the next segment, 747, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Easy street, there is danger at your door. Think this through with me. Let me know your mind.
Oh, gas prices are frightening indeed.
But some people drive around and laugh at the gas prices.
$3.50 them say.
And then they drive another week or two on one tank of gas. These are the Prius drivers.
Special people who care for the environment and do something about it. And now you can join these people. Because the Auto West Automotive Group is giving away a free Toyota Prius. If you'd like to enter, go to the search bar on this website and type in the keyword hybrid to go to the contest page.
Of course, you don't need to win this contest to get behind the wheel of a new Prius or any other Toyota man. In fact, you can find just about any car, truck, or van imaginable at AutoWest.com.
That's because AutoWest is part of the largest car buying and selling company in the country. And we've got the largest selection of new and pre-owned cars in the Bay Area.
To find out more about Northern California's number one dealership group, on and off the web,
visit AutoWest.com
or click the AutoWest banner on your screen.
Baskin Robbins, it's choosing time.
It's mid-afternoon at the office, and a cappuccino blast would make a mighty good pick-me-up. But how will you decide which new flavor to get? Here's a tip.
Sometimes yelling at people on the street helps you decide.
Hey! Which cappuccino blast should I get?
Shut up, you nut!
See? Nutty S'mores.
The Sipalicious Cappuccino Blast in three new flavors.
Thanks!
Okie dokie!
Baskin-Robbins. Happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Have you been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle? Now's the time to switch. Now through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Comcast is four times faster than DSL. Compare the difference in speed for yourself with this amazing limited-time offer of just $19.99 a month. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-881-8696. That's 1-800-881-8696. 1-800-881-8696.
This is Ed Schultz. Now on afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. Back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst. A daily commentary from Will Durst.
And it's 7:51 on this Thursday, June 8th. Will, it's your turn.
Why, thank you, Paul. You know, the Republicans said the reason they're clogging up the Senate calendar with futile and redundant arguments, including an attempt to give rich people more money by ending the estate tax, and two amendments to the Constitution, one a ban on gay marriage and the other banning flag burning, is because it's imperative the public realize the differences between the two political parties in this, in election year. Well, if that's what they want, they're succeeding. To a degree, perhaps beyond their reckoning, because they've managed to make the Republican Party look, even to the casual observer, like an out-of-touch, clueless toad with the same connection to the electric that a Madagascar hissing cockroach has to the United Auto Workers Pension Fund. Never mind, there are more important things to discuss, like a war? Hello? You know, people dying and all, not to mention exorbitant gas prices, rampant corruption in their own ranks, and a looming Social Security meltdown. So what happens? They get their little vote on a gay nuptial ban, and after tons of noxious self-serving verbal BS blown out of their butts and into the air, they end up with one more vote than they got 2 years ago. One can only hope this transparent grandstanding will end up biting them right in the butt. And I'll tell you, if they need any help chewing their own behinds, I'm ready and willing to assist. And that's your burst of Durst for today.
What? What?
Very, very unappetizing for breakfast. You could have chosen a much better closer.
I figured people had already had their little
They've had their fill. They've had their fill.
They could have cracked a molar with that little sound effect at the end there.
Yes. Sound effect. Yeah. Those are my teeth.
Exactly.
The election process, though, for Republicans reaffirmed a number of their so-called commitments. I watched, frankly, in awe as the debate unfolded in the Senate on the same-sex marriage. Ended up being 49-48 for purposes of cutting off debate. Obviously, it takes 60 votes to cut off debate. Only two Democrats left the fold, so to speak, and went in a different direction.
Not real Democrats either.
Well, six or seven Republican senators, however.
Including two who had voted for it last time.
That is correct. Arlen Specter and one other who said, hey, you know, this is election year. We may not want to be doing things like this. We want to go in a different direction. And then the bad news, though, is that the House is still available to debate that issue and will debate it sometimes later during the summer. And so we aren't free of the specter of dialogue about same-sex marriages.
Specter, I like that.
Yeah, as in Arlen.
Did you see this other thing that he did, that he sent a letter to Dick Cheney complaining that Cheney had told the phone companies not to cooperate with Arlen Specter's committee hearings? Because remember, Specter wanted to do something on the wiretapping. So Cheney told the phone companies they didn't have to cooperate. And Specter actually wrote a letter to Cheney rebuking him for this in pleasant, mild, semi-terms. But he released the letter to the public, which I thought was interesting.
I started about a month ago criticizing Specter because he always raises your hope that, in fact, there is a level of independence. And then he caves at the most appropriate moment. So I am not impressed at all with that letter. I bet you he cleared that letter with Cheney before he sent it. So it's okay if I write you this. These words, I don't really mean it. But it's
wow, you're more jaded and cynical than I am.
Well, I'm telling you, though, that but the guy's so phony when it comes to that. He's always announcing how principled he is. And then when the right moment comes, he finds a way to cave to the Bush administration. And, by the way, a local federal judge, Vaughn Walker, is the federal judge who's got that AT&T case in his hands. And he has said, I'm going to review the so-called classified information, information that would threaten national security if this case goes forward. And once I've done that, and
Vaughn Walker, does he have a case?
The case is in court.
Oh, is there a case in his court?
It's a case in his court.
Ninth District?
Ninth
Circuit?
In the regular federal court.
Oh,
here.
Okay.
And not the circuit court, just the federal court. And the case has been filed by a media organization, a media protection organization, and they've said that all of our information is being supplied. AT&T, of course, has said, no, we are only complying with the law. And the federal government has said you should dismiss this case because to reveal the information
national
that
security.
It would reveal yeah. national security. Yeah. You play the national security card. I've been playing that card for years.
That's so, a great card to play. You know, I wish I had it in my little deck.
Yeah, you know. My wife once said, where you been? National security.
No, I'm sorry. I can't, question, yeah. you can't know? Divulge.
That's
if I told you, I'd have
out.
To kill you. Yeah,
yeah she kicked me out the door you go. Well, but that's the card. And that's the trump card that's being played here. And I think that...
or the ongoing investigation card. They're playing that a lot, too.
Yeah. Von Walker, though, was a little bit of a twist.
Do you know this guy?
Many years ago, I did a case with him. He worked for Pillsbury, and I was an independent, and a client in New York had a problem, and Pillsbury and Von Walker associated me on the problem, and in those days, I didn't really know how to bill. So Pillsbury billed for me, portal to portal from here to New York and back for the 72 hours that I was back there. I got paid every hour. Wasn't a bad arrangement. And that's when I understood what law practice was really about.
When you learned how to bill.
That's right.
72 billable hours in 3 days. That's pretty good.
That's the max.
You learned how to count billable hours. You
can't, and that's when I became a lawyer.
You can't do any better than that.
No, I hope you try.
Oh, you can do double time. You can do 140 hours.
No. You know, that's like that. The vote in Ohio, that guy, 131% of turnout.
That's a good 99%
of the people votes for one guy.
Those are the voters you want. Those are committed.
But that's my knowledge of Judge Von Walker. And he's bright, brilliant. He's going to be fair. And my guess is that whatever that ruling comes, it'll be sustainable in any appellate court.
Well, we'll be talking about the wiretaps. We'll have Glenn Greenwald, How Would a Patriot Act, in our next segment, his book. And he'll be around for a book signing here at the Hotel Vitale at the corner of Mission and Embarcadero. We'll also hear from Congressman Henry Waxman on the estate tax on 960 The Quake.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, 3 lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com. Or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble.
It is a great day for Iraq and indeed for the United States.
Senate Republican leader Bill Frist on the death of the top al-Qaeda man in Iraq, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. Zarqawi was killed in a U.S. airstrike north of Baghdad. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says you cannot downplay the importance of taking out Zarqawi.
No single person on this planet has had the blood of more innocent men, women, and children on his hands than Zarqawi.
President Bush says this could be a turning point if Iraq seizes the moment.
It's a victory in the global war on terror. And it is an opportunity for Iraq's new government to turn the tide of this struggle.
Major General Bill Caldwell of the multinational force in Iraq cautions that the insurgents most likely already had a plan in place in the event of Zarqawi's death.
He probably has identified somebody as his replacement, and we're sure that they'll try to incite violence over the next few days to reassert themselves to show that they are still a viable insurgent organization.
Correspondent Ed Henry at the White House tells us that, on balance, the Bush administration is savoring the news but is not outwardly celebrating.
They've been pretty much in a free fall in the polls, specifically on the issue of Iraq. Still, they do not want to get ahead of themselves, get too jubilant. The president, when he came out to the Rose Garden, certainly declared that the death of al-Zarqawi could offer a chance for Iraq to turn the tide, but he was also trying to balance that out with some caution.
British Prime Minister Tony Blair
Blair says yes, there will be more violence in Iraq, but that this development is nonetheless important. The U.S. ambassador to Iraq concedes there are still difficult days ahead, but he also considers today a good day. The first insurgent bombings following Zarqawi's death occurred in Baghdad, at least 12 people dead, 24 wounded in a market, and a roadside bomb killed 2 civilians and wounded 8 police officers. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
Baskin-Robbins' new signature sundaes. With their premium toppings, choosing can be deliciously difficult. So here's a tip.
Skipping rocks helps me think.
Ow! Why'd you chunk that rock at me?
Chunk? Like the chunks of fudge brownie in the chocolate bliss sundae.
You broke my glasses here.
And world-class chocolate with hot fudge and whipped cream.
The new signature sundaes. Baskin-Robbins. Happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Now, I know you've seen the advertisements running on HBO for a new show entitled Dane Cook's Torgasm. Here we go. A little something before you start tuning in. He's been doing comedy for about 10 years now or so. Back in 05, he decided to put a little twist, a little concert tour, by inviting 3 fellow comics at different stages of their careers, Jay Davis, Bobby Kelly, and Gary Goldman, to join him for a one-month roller coaster ride across the United States. This is what you're going to see on the show. Now, your man Dane Cook is not new to the scene. He made an appearance on Saturday Night Live, and that was the highest rated show of the season. So comedy is definitely his game. So if you want to check it out, lots of laughs, lots of real life situations, 4 men on one bus doing a comedy tour. Don't miss the premiere of the new HBO series Dane Cook's Torgasm as they follow Dane and 3 other comedians for 30 days and 20 shows all on one bus. Sundays 11 p.m. only on HBO.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, 3 lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com. Or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Here's a quick traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
Morning, it's 8:04. You can check real-time traffic anytime online at quakeradio.com. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. Richmond crash, 580 eastbound. Coming up to the toll plaza of the Richmond Bridge, blocking the left lane. We've had a couple of stalls this morning on the upper deck. The incline's real slow. The stalls are gone. Back up to the foot of the maze. But no other problems reported coming into San Francisco. Someone's chair has taken residency in the second lane from the left, 280 southbound after Golf Course Drive. Through Portola Valley, further down on 280 northbound after Alpine, big trash can in the right lane. Bart running on time. Another hour of Keeping It Real with Will and Willie starts now. I'm John Scott on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Thank you, John. At 8:05, we are live here at the corner of Mission Embarcadero at the Hotel Vitale with a live studio audience and people who are here to also have a book signed because our guest, How Would a Patriot Act, is his book, and it is Glenn Greenwald. Welcome to The Quake.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Good to have you here with Will and Willie.
Glenn, I'm Willie, and that's Will over there.
Nice to meet everybody.
Nice to meet you. Welcome.
How'd you come to write that book?
I had been talking about issues of executive power and the fact that we have a president who has claimed the right to break the law for a while on my blog since at least October. And I felt like those issues are of unparalleled importance, but very few people, if any, in the national media were talking about those issues. And I really believe that if Americans become aware of how radical and extremist these theories are, that it can have a real impact on public opinion. And so I wrote the book with the intent of doing the job that the national media should be doing but is not doing, which is talking about the theories of power that this administration has adopted and how contrary they are to our basic principles of government.
We're speaking with Glenn Greenwald. He's the author of How Would a Patriot Act? defending American values from a president run amok. That's quite a contentious title there. That's you're kind of setting a target. How do you hit it?
Well, I mean, there were some more contentious titles, actually, that were in play.
Oh, yeah.
And it's hard to imagine what they could be. But I actually wanted the book to be a book that would
pierce the mofo,
that could resonate not just with people who are already inclined to be critical of the administration, but people who are sort of open-minded or more neutral or independent as well. And actually, the emphasis in the title is on defending American values, because in my view, that's really what's at stake is not liberal or conservative ideology, but things like whether the president is subjected to the rule of law, whether we continue to have checks and balances in our government, whether Americans can be imprisoned without charges being brought. To me, these are really core American values that are under assault by the administration, and that's the emphasis of the title.
I want to know about the signing statements. How can he just put a little post-it note on a law that he signed saying, I don't have to follow this law if I don't want to? How can he do that? Has that ever been tested in a court of law?
Well, the signing statements originally were nothing more than a way for the president to say how he understood the law
wasn't
would be interpreted. That wasn't him
who started it.
Right. It was started actually in the Reagan administration by Sam Alito in the Justice Department at the time. He's the one who created the idea of signing statements, which were really just a way for the president to say, this is how we understand the law, and this is how we intend to interpret it. And what this administration did was convert that signing statement into an instrument for declaring that there are certain parts of laws or whole laws that they intend not to comply with. And in reality, all the signing statements are doing is reflecting the reality that this administration really has embraced theories of power which provide that the president need not abide by the law, and they're simply declaring that view in these signing statements and to some extent doing a public service by being as explicit as they are being about the fact that they think the president can operate outside of the law.
In your book, do you address the issue of whether or not this president should have gone the route of vetoes if he intended not to be obedient to the law?
Well, certainly. I mean, and the principal example that I talk about with the signing statements is the McCain Amendment, which bans torture in all circumstances, because what happened there was the White House had announced their opposition to that legislation, and the president actually threatened to veto the law if it were passed. The problem for them was that the law passed so overwhelmingly, 90-9 in the Senate and almost as overwhelmingly in the House, that a veto would have been clearly overridden. And so the president was forced to sign the law, to sign the bill into law, and when he signed it into law, he then issued a signing statement saying, we need not comply with it. But the reason why the president hasn't vetoed a law in 5 years is because why do you need to veto a law if you preserve for yourself the power to violate whatever laws you want?
What in the book do you say should be the reaction to members of Congress who are faced with the dilemma of whether or not what they pass will ever be implemented by this administration? Because clearly George Bush takes the position, he doesn't have to say or do anything the Congress opines and votes upon, even overwhelmingly. Does your book address what should be the act of a true patriot in pursuit of a remedy?
Well, I think, you know, you put your finger on what is really the most extraordinary and difficult to understand development, which is, you know, the idea of the founders was that the way we would have balance in our government is that the Congress would fight for congressional power, the executive would fight for executive power, and judges would fight for judicial power. And through that process, we would have a balance that would be maintained. And yet, over the past 5 years, the Congress has allowed the administration really to impose extraordinary institutional humiliation. I mean, the laws that the president is ignoring are the laws that the Senate has passed. And when the president says we have the right to violate the law, what he's saying is it doesn't matter what the Congress does because the Congress has no role to play in national security and anything related to terrorism. You would expect and think and hope that that would cause the Congress to stand up for itself and to say, actually, we do have a role to play, and they've done the opposite. They've been eager to give up all control to the president, and that's why there is no check currently on this administration and on its abuse of power, because the Congress has failed in its role of imposing checks and balances and restraints on the president.
Will you ensure that Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, and the leaders on the Democratic side of the aisle gets a copy of your book?
Well, there's actually in the blogosphere some efforts underway to purchase group bulk copies and send it to exactly those individuals and other senators and congressmen, because there have been a couple of Democrats, primarily Russ Feingold, who have tried to stand up to the president, and the reaction of his fellow Democrats has been tepid at best. And so it isn't just the Republicans, I think, who need that boost, but Democrats as well. And so hopefully those efforts will contribute to their changing their views.
What about you? Who are you? Where did you come from? Are you a writer? We're speaking with Glenn Greenwald, author of How Would a Patriot Act from Working Assets Books, I guess.
Working Assets Publishing here,
yeah,
on 960 the
new week. Mm-hmm. Brand new imprimatur. How did you start out? You started out blogging, right?
Right. I mean, just very recently. I mean, I've been a constitutional lawyer for the last 10 years.
A constitutional lawyer where?
In
D.C., I would imagine.
In New York. And I talk in my book about the fact that although I devoted a good portion of my practice to constitutional issues, I wasn't really overwhelmingly political. I certainly wasn't partisan and was not involved very much in partisan politics. But these measures that I saw from the president, which to me are not conservative actions or liberal actions, they're really outside of our system of government, really kind of triggered my interest and caused me to become alarmed, and I started a blog back in October of 2005, just 8 months ago.
Called?
Called Unclaimed Territory. It's at glenngreenwald.blogspot.com, and I devoted the blog to trying to facilitate a greater discussion of what to me are very radical and unprecedented theories that the administration has adopted. And the blog resonated pretty quickly. It gained a large readership, and through that, I had the opportunity to write this book. And the book was written in February and March pretty quickly. And the intent was to take these issues that I had been talking about on my blog and kind of force them into the national political dialogue where I thought they were being basically ignored.
And how's the book doing?
It's doing great. It actually made the New York Times bestseller list in its first week of eligibility this last week, and was at number one on Amazon for almost a whole week before the book was even released. And I think the reason for that is because, you know, I think Americans realize a lot more than the national media does that there's something genuinely amiss in our government, and something has gone very awry, and I think there's a hunger to talk about those
issues. Something is
horribly
awry.
And much more than awry, but at the very least, there's that sense, and I think there's a real desire on the part of Americans to talk about what our government is becoming and what kind of nation we're becoming.
The New York Times is called... New York Times said it's great. Byron York in the National Review called it a publishing phenomena. And Andrew Sullivan, Time Magazine, has said the book is a tipping point. Well, we've seen so many tipping points. This administration and turning points. There's another turning point in Iraq right now, which will tend to distract Americans. We don't know for how long. Always happens. When we got Saddam, distracted Americans. Now we got Zarqawi, it's going to distract Americans. Do you see any sort of resolution in the courts on this kind of power grab that he's making? Is a court able to claim jurisdiction on any of these? Does someone have to file a suit, or can a court just say, whoa, whoa, whoa?
Well, a court can never just say, whoa, whoa, whoa. A court can never just insinuate itself into a conflict, but a court needs a conflict that is brought to it in order to resolve it. And there are numerous lawsuits that have been brought by private individuals and advocacy groups against the administration. The problem is that the courts have been almost as deferential to the president as the Congress has been over the last 5 years. And the president and the administration have engaged in all kinds of maneuvers to block the courts from adjudicating the legality of this conduct, and the courts have basically allowed that to happen. Having said that, there are opportunities for the court to put a stop as well to these power grabs. They did it a little bit in the past with the president's claim right to detain American citizens without a trial, only a little bit, but they did it a little bit. And it's possible that with some of these lawsuits challenging the president's right to break the law on eavesdropping, for example, that the courts will finally say enough. But I wouldn't put my faith in the courts, especially given the current composition of the Supreme Court, because historically the courts, especially when it comes to national security, give the president virtual free rein. And certainly the judiciary as it exists now has done so, and that contributes to the problem to a significant degree, I think.
You reside in Manhattan, as I understand it.
Right.
Correct? When you complete this book tour, and I assume you're going around America to spread the word
right
about the existence of your book, why would you not consider the potential for running for public office? Your dialogue and your sounds obviously would be welcomed, I think, in the political arena.
Well, I mean, it's something that I haven't really thought about, to be perfectly honest. I mean,
well, you were not thinking about doing the book either when you
true.
First started
it's,
out.
I mean, I just
8 months ago.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. I mean, these issues have really engaged me, and I write from a genuine place of passion about them because I really am a believer in the value of what the founders created. And you know, I think people have an obligation to defend those values when they're under assault, and whatever I can do to contribute is something I'd consider. But I haven't given any thought specifically to that, although I'm not surprised that that question comes from you. But I would, you know, certainly be open to everything.
He's an advocate of public office.
A strong advocate of public office.
Looking for new
quality people.
That is quality people in office is what we need. And we had a dose of that by being at the State Assembly with Willie Brown yesterday. He was Speaker for, you know, a very long, long time.
Right.
And it was such a comfort
to see that place.
And to see him in that room, and you realize that was part of the system. Legislators who knew what things were about, knew how to get the laws passed, knew how to make it work in the system with the government. And Glenn Greenwald is our guest. We'll continue to speak with him and take your phone calls at 866-960-5753. That's 866-960-5753. And Glenn Greenwald is right here at the Hotel Vitale, the corner Mission and Barcadero. We've got copies of his book. You can pick it up and get it signed. How Would a Patriot Act? Defending American Values from a President Run Amok. 817. And we're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is in a free software package from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free software showing you how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-446-1642. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-446-1642. 1-800-446-1642.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week, and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-991-7748 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-991-7748 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-991-7748.
It's the ultimate summer escape. Live like the rich and famous. You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500 square foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
They sell us the president the same way. They sell us our clothes and our cars. They can be counted on to tell us who our enemies are, but they're never the ones. fighting to die. And there are lies in the balance.
821, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake, our Thursday morning guest at this point, who's actually going to be here to sign his book through the rest of the program till 10 a.m.
I mean, going to be. He already is signing books.
Political blogger Glenn Greenwald and his book, How Would a Patriot Act, on 960 The Quake. And I'm Paul Wells here with Willie Brown and Will Durst. And Glenn, great to have you come by and do this. Now, you've been in the blogosphere for a while, and Willie Brown wants you to run for office.
It's a lot on my plate. No, but I think the blogosphere has been a great opportunity for citizens who didn't have an opportunity before to really become involved in the political dialogue, and that's what the blogosphere is, and that's really what's enabled me to write the book and to have these ideas heard. So
tell the people how it works in reality.
Well, I mean, there's I think now about 10 million blogs total, and that number increases all the time. And you know, some people blog periodically, and other people blog intensely every day. But really, anyone can start a blog and start writing their ideas and opinions down as far as what they view as the important political issues, and there's ways to start gaining an audience and have a readership. And what it really ultimately is it's a discussion among citizens who are dissatisfied with the way things are currently working and who are trying to find ways to change the dialogue that we have and change how our political system works without having to go through the national media institutions or the media outlets, but instead as citizens to really awaken fellow citizens and find ways to do that. So it's a very democratic, and even though it's on the computer, it's really kind of a traditional medium for citizens to communicate with one another about the political system. I'm sorry?
Who do you read?
I read a really wide array of bloggers. I read Atrios and Daily Kos and Digby, who are liberal bloggers, and I also read The Corner at the National Review and Powerline and Michelle Malkin, which are very conservative bloggers, because the interesting thing about blogging is when you blog every day, and most bloggers do blog every day, 7 days a week, you really gain an insight into how people think, because it's almost like sitting at the breakfast table with them every day and hearing their reactions. And everything is unedited and very raw and very instinctive. And so you really get a great understanding for, you know, how people who think much differently than you do, why they think that way and what really is motivating them.
Glenn Greenwald is our guest. His book is How Would a Patriot Act? And we've got a caller on the line because we're live radio right now. Steve in Lafayette wants to talk to Glenn. Good morning. You're on 960 The Quake, keeping it real with Will and Willie. Steve.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Steve. Willie Brown here, and Glenn is waiting for your words.
Well, my words are that... yeah, it's busy here, sorry. When the state of Germany went through their dictatorship, there's a natural progression, and the number one thing is to get information on your enemies and to emasculate them in the war of the fascists, that is to gain control for the corporations. America seems to be going through that now. These are such primal forces and such historical, empirical, and by that I mean empire, mechanics, that I'm just sitting back now and waiting for the inevitable revolt and then truth commissions. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, one of the reasons why I tend to remain optimistic, I mean, I agree that the theories of power that the administration is embracing and the ways they're exercising those theories by gathering information on Americans in ways that we know about and don't know about are very dangerous. At the same time, I think that one of the things that gives cause for optimism is that we have a system of government in place that is designed on every level to prevent tyranny and prevent true abuse. And we have a very resilient system. I mean, throughout our history, we've had situations where governments have violated the aspirations that the founders created, and we've had profound violations from slavery to the internment of Japanese Americans and denial of all sorts of civil rights, and yet we've always found ways to use the tools that the founders gave to the system of government that we have to correct those and to impose limits. And I believe that our system of government allows that in a way that other countries who suffered from great tyranny didn't have, and that's why I think that there's opportunities for American citizens to always impose limits on abuses of power.
So this is not a new phenomenon that a president is trying to stretch his executive powers. I mean, you had FDR tried to nationalize the steel industry, and Truman was the first guy to start the NSA trying to listen in, and of course Nixon had his enemies list. I mean, this natural instinct of power is to expand, right?
Right, and that the founders, that was the first premise, was that human nature is can tend towards evil and towards trying to acquire more power. And although there have been abuses of power in the past by numerous administrations of every party in our history, what is unprecedented about this current administration is that they aren't just abusing power. They aren't just violating the principles of government. They have embraced theories that say that our system of government vests power in the president that is absolute and unlimited. They're not just violating the principles of government that we have. They are attempting to change the principles of government that we have to really the opposite of what the principles were intended to be. And I do think it's unprecedented to have a president who expressly claims the right not to be bound by the law.
Dangerous?
Very. And you know, not just because of what this administration might do. I mean, it sort of seems like we've lived under the Bush administration for a long, long time. But in reality, we have 2.5 years to go, which is a long amount of time.
And I live in mortal fear he's going to appoint another Supreme Court Justice. I'm convinced the most important man in America today is John Paul Stevens' doctor.
I think a lot of people agree with you. I mean, and it's already pretty precarious with Kennedy, who's always a swing vote. But, you know, I think what's important is that these theories of power, once they become institutionalized, are going to be available not just for this president, but for subsequent presidents
as
well.
That's what I'm confused that the Republicans aren't upset about this, because, you know, the cycle of power changes. And it's possible that, well, it's possible, it's not a huge possibility. We're speaking with Glenn Greenwald here on 960 The Quake. He's the author of How Would a Patriot Act. But wouldn't the Republicans worry about Hillary Clinton having this kind of power?
I don't think so. Let me tell you, I suspect, and Glenn may or may not agree with me, but I suspect that with the way in which you record in your book the conduct of this administration, I don't think they think this administration will ever end. So you aren't looking at people who fear what's going to happen tomorrow.
So we'll suspend the next election because of national security, and we'll just extend.
Well, if some incident similar to 9/11 happens, of course they will suspend the elections. Giuliani did it in New York, and that's how Bloomberg ended up getting elected. The election had been held on the day it was supposed to. My guess is that Bloomberg would not have won. But the results are the results, because if you recall, Mr. Giuliani was not a popular figure at
the
time.
Right.
He had done
some mistress in the mansion.
He had done some very bad things. In your book, do you speculate on where this administration ultimately will take the country for permanency purposes, which is the reference that Will was making?
Well, I talk about the fact that we know certain things that they've done outside of the law, and more importantly, what these theories of power that they've adopted would allow them to do. And there really are almost no limits on what they claim they can do. If they want to open your mail or break into your house without a warrant or even imprison or kill American citizens who they claim are enemy combatants, those are all powers that would be justified by these theories of power. And, you know, I don't necessarily engage in a lot of speculation about what I think this president might do with these theories, but instead, we don't really need to speculate, because we know that the powers that they're claiming encompass a wide range of very extremist actions. Because what's so significant is they've said that they have unlimited power, not just with regard to what they can do outside of the country with regard to terrorism and national security, but even what they can do with regard to measures taken against U.S. citizens on U.S. soil. And so once you apply those war powers to inside the United States, which they consider to be a battlefield, there really are no limits on what the government can do. The whole range of actions become justified.
We're speaking with Glenn Greenwald. He's the author of How Would a Patriot Act? His book is available at Working Assets Publishing everywhere. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, but especially here at the Vitale Hotel, where he'll be here the rest of the day signing books. So stop on down, Glenn. Thanks for joining us, and
we'll be seeing you
all day long.
You'll be here till 10 today.
10 o'clock, almost all day.
And there's
all day. We're giving it till 10 p.m. I want that line down the block.
All right, Glenn, thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
Okay. Right now, John Scott's got the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
Thanks very much.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-337-1442 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-337-1442. That's 1-800-337-1442.
Mmm, the smell of garlic. And the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. And I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121. 1-800-522-6121.
Now through June 30th, it's the best Comcast high-speed internet deal of the year. Get the amazingly fast Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. So if you've been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle, now is the time to switch. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. When you sign up for Comcast high-speed internet, you get instant access to free features like the Fan, Video Mail, Comcast Rhapsody Radio Plus, up to 7 personal email accounts, and other exciting features. You get over $300 in additional features and benefits included free with your service. And because they offer McAfee security tools with their service, you can be assured that you and your family's online environment is safe with virus protection, firewall, and parental controls. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST or Comcast.com.
Are you deaf yet?
You should be. 960 The Quake sounds great in HD digital, CD quality sound, and no static.
Are you deaf yet?
Not only that, but there's secret stations on HD digital radio, all free from hip hop to jazz. Find out about HD radio. Visit quakeradio.com.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
what's happening in the Bay Area. This report was brought to us by Toyota Certified Used Vehicles. Pleasanton, 580 eastbound at Hacienda. Big rig crash blocking the left lane. One car overturned, so that could get bunched up real fast. Milpitas crash on 237 westbound before 880. Three cars, middle lane blocked. Bay Bridge, upper deck, third stall of the morning. Regrettably, it's very slow anyway. Metering lights on at the backups at the foot of the maze. But this car out of gas or whatever in the second lane from the left right before Treasure Island. One other Oakland crash, westbound 24 after 580 at Children's Hospital. Motorcycle crash in the left lane. San Mateo, love seat in the lanes. 280 southbound at Bunker Hill off-ramp. Why worry about high repair costs? See the great features and selection of Toyota certified used vehicles, including that legendary Toyota quality you can depend on. Check out the great financing rates available this month at your local Toyota dealer or go to toyota.com/certified. You can check real-time traffic online anytime at our website, quakeradio.com. 836, here's what's happening this morning on 960 The Quake. So how did the military find Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, the top U.S. commander in Iraq, credits intelligence from al-Zarqawi's own network? Major General William Caldwell says intelligence officials identified al-Zarqawi's deputy and pounced when he was doing his link-up with his boss. Next question, does this affect the insurgency? Many believe it'll just make a matter. No one expects the violence to stop. Several thousand ballots still need to be counted before the outcome of the race for Oakland mayor is determined. At last count, former Congressman Ron Dellums in the lead with a 50.13% of the vote. There is less than 100 votes separating him from a majority and a runoff. The counting resumes in a half hour. Kaiser Permanente's kidney transplant program in San Francisco could be losing the federal money it gets for Medicare patients if it doesn't make some improvements soon. In a letter, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services is warning it may pull its funding because the center doesn't meet quality standards. Kaiser has until the 15th to report on how it will make things better. This is tough news for the towns of El Portal and Mariposa. A disaster management team says a big rock slide between Yosemite and those towns may keep Highway 140 closed for more than a year. Rocks first began to crumble onto the road west of Yosemite in April, and then there was another slide about 2 weeks ago. Officials say they likely won't clear the rocks and may build bridges, tunnels, or other roadways to get through the area. A big job. Now, Yosemite, of course, still accessible on 120 or 41. Quake weather today. A little fog, cool on the coast, highs around 60. Warm inland, but not too warm, with highs in the low 80s. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Thank you, John. And at 8:38, we are live from the Hotel Vitale, where Glenn Greenwald is signing his book now. How a Patriot Would Act, and how would a patriot act is a good question in these days and times. We do have D.C. Thursdays going on as well. Bob Summerby joins us from Washington, D.C. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Paul.
Summerby, how's it going, buddy?
Wilbur.
Hey, did you see the lovely Senate yesterday, or was it Tuesday, debating the gay marriage ban?
Well, you know, this is, we have a week like this most years in June. I refer to it as the no look over here week.
The distraction week?
Yeah, you know when a baby is crying, you hold up a little rattle and you jiggle and say, no, look over here, look over here. And that's kind of what we do. Every June, you know, we drag out the...
Bright, shiny object week?
Yeah, and we dangle them in the face. And it's I mean, look over here, same-sex marriage. Next week, look over here, flag-burning amendment. That's always a good one. Very important, the flag-burning amendment, you know, to... When is the last time anyone ever burned a flag in this country? You know, this is what I love.
1968.
Amending the world's greatest document to outlaw things that no one ever does. Where do you stop with that? The Supreme Court will never meet in the nude. That could be an amendment.
That should be an amendment.
Yeah, you've got to protect against it. It could happen. So I don't know. It's just, maybe we should, yeah. But flag burning, really, which I guess they're going to get to, it always just strikes me. No one ever does that. Maybe we need a constitution to outlaw bra burning too. It's roughly from the same era, you know. It's really all in all the most constructive work by the Congress since they decided to rename the French fry, and I think we can all agree on that. Remember how they leaped into action after 9/11 with that helpful move? So
that was Bob Ney, wasn't it?
Oh, I don't know. You know, whoever's in charge of the cafeteria, you know.
No, I'm pretty sure Bob Ney was the guy to bring that proposal to Congress.
Really?
Yeah.
And
well,
he would. You know. I'm sure he'd love to redirect that debate, too.
But I'll tell you, the same-sex marriage thing, you know, the guy who really just slides down the slippery slope and tumbles into the sea on this one is Bill O'Reilly. He imagines so many crazy things that could happen. Now, yeah, and let's be realistic here. Most Americans are in various ways not comfortable with the idea of same-sex marriage at this point. I think that's fair to say, and I think that's probably why you see very few Democratic politicians supporting same-sex marriage. But, I mean, O'Reilly, you know, do you want to see men marrying their goldfish? That's going to happen. I mean, it's just, he just goes on. No, this week he actually did use the example of marrying your duck. I mean, it's just bizarre. His mind just goes crazy, and he actually seems to believe it. You know, he does seem to feel that polygamy is obviously implied by any such, would be implied by any such idea, so. But, you know, the message for me, I think, for liberals and for Democrats, you know, it's easy to kind of laugh at this stuff, but in the Senate, in the United States Senate, 49 senators voted in favor of amending
the Constitution
on this. And I think that drives home the point. Socially, the American electorate is a fairly conservative electorate on social issues. And sometimes, especially at a time like now when there's a lot of liberal activism on the web, which is a good thing, sometimes we don't stop to understand why national Democratic politicians dealing with reality may not go quite as far as we think is appropriate.
Oh, that old reality-based program. I hate that.
I've always said that's the problem with democracy. Well, eventually the electorate gets its say, and that's where all the problems come in.
We're speaking with Robert Summerby. Bob Summerby, he is the author of DailyHowler.com, just like it sounds. And he's with us at 960 The Quake, as he is every Thursday on DC Thursday here. Well, you know what's coming up next? They got, I think yesterday was gay marriage, and then in a couple of days they're going to have flag burn. Or no, estate tax. Isn't that next?
That's the real tax? One, sort of smuggled in with all the sort of, you know, foolishness. Yeah, the estate tax or the so-called death tax.
Yeah.
So that's a real issue, and I really have to say I'm amazed at how, I mean, that may go through. They may be eliminating the estate tax, which, and I think we liberals have done a terrible job at framing this over the years.
Apparently.
Here's why I find it so incredible.
If we can't convince the American public that it only affects 3 out of 1,000 people, 1,000 estates, and that it's only over, what, $8 million or something?
Well, it's up now to very, very large numbers. But here's what I find so amazing about it. Let's say a man or a woman goes to work as a police officer, goes out on the streets, risks his or her life, and gets paid, let's say, his 50 grand. You have to pay tax on that. But if and it's nice to be the son or daughter of a very wealthy person, that's fine. But if the son or daughter of some very wealthy person is just handed $5 million in income, they don't pay tax on that. I mean, we only pay tax on income people work for in this country. It's really so, to me, the values involved in that are so strange. And, I don't understand why liberals have found it so hard to frame this. If I were handed $5 million in inheritance, that's income to me. Why should I pay no tax on it? But some cop out there is paying tax on money he risks his life for. I mean, to me, it's just a bizarre. It would be nice if no one had to pay taxes. If the federal government can find a big bag of money in the woods, I'll be in favor of no taxes at all.
Big bag of money in the woods.
But
I like that.
If we find the big bag of money in the woods, someone has to pay for the government, and I don't understand why working people pay. But people who are handed free money don't. It's just the weirdest value system. But, you know, we have big money interests that have worked for decades to sort of confuse this discussion. All the rich families have created foundations that work on this stuff all the time. And it's weird to see who these families are. I mean, the Waltons, of course, of Walmart, the Mars family. Can you believe you become one of the richest families in the country selling candy bars to people? I mean, I just don't understand how many candy bars are people buying out there. But the Waltons, you know, of the Walmart people, after Sam Walton died, when his estate was divided up, they now have like 5 of the 10 most wealthy people in America.
Or 6.
I mean, you got to hand it to Sam Walton. He assembled an estate worth $30 billion, selling all his stuff at half price. Now, how did he manage to do that? Imagine if he ever charged full price for his objects. That would have been...
His competitors have been.
It's just incredible. I mean,
that just shows
everything for cheap, and he ends up the richest man in the world. So, but they have foundations that work on, you know, how to spin and frame this discussion.
Tax-free, you know, foundations.
Yeah, they came up with the death tax formulation. You know, if you ask the public what they think about the estate tax, and then if you ask them what they think about the death tax... The death tax polls better. I mean, they're opposed to the death tax. They're in favor of the estate tax, and it's all a matter of spinning and framing. And but there's a lot of work that goes into that. This is not happening by accident, and they really may repeal that tax this week.
Well, the best case that they make for it is when they suggest to you that the taxes have already been paid on that money.
That's one of the. And there's so many examples of talking points they've developed that are bogus. You know, in some cases, tax has been paid on the money. By the way, Willie, every time if somebody pays me a salary for work I do, tax has been paid on that money. I was paid money at the Improv last night. You know what? The Improv pays tax on that as income when they get it. I mean, when money changes hands in our society, we tax it again. And the idea that money only gets taxed once is just bizarre, but these are the talking points. You know, the idea that family farms are being put out of business, that's just basically bogus, too. But you hear this constantly. I'd love to see an information survey with voters to see how much they understand about the estate tax, because there's been such an effort for decades to produce misinformation, and it works.
And they also put one more spin on it. When you talk about estate tax versus death taxes, what they do with the death taxes, they said, hey, my dad died. Why should he have to pay taxes now that he's dead?
Right. I know. Well, you know, that would be quite a miracle if he could. Yeah, I mean.
But that's the argument that they make.
But that's a good spin.
He's not paying the taxes. The person who's receiving the money is paying the
debt. Very easy point to make. The person receiving that inheritance is receiving a vast amount of income. And that's the way our system works. When you receive income, you remit part of it to the government now until we find that bag of money in the woods, which I'm waiting for.
I want the bag of money in the woods.
That's what I want.
Bob Summerby from Washington, D.C. Are you going to be at the Improv tonight?
No, I am not.
One-time
special.
Special Wednesday night show.
Wednesday.
Thank you, buddy.
And he's walking around with money in his pocket that's already been taxed.
And like me, we're going to go on a hunt for that bag of money in the woods. Thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Get you later.
All right.
And at 8:48 on this Thursday morning, our next segment is WWWD. What would Willie do on 960 The Quake?
Is your child having trouble focusing, staying on track, or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented, proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for over 14 years with effective, proven results. Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-280-9100 or visit their website at drugfreeadd.com. That's 925-280-9100 or drugfreeadd.com. And don't let another summer go to waste.
Now, through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Don't settle for less with DSL. Try the real high-speed internet from Comcast, America's number one internet service provider. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
All right, so summer's here, and you're already dragging, right? Well, not me, because this year I'm taking two golden capsules of Nature Bee plant pollen every day. And you know what? I get more energy. My hair is thicker. Yeah, I know I'm imagining some of this. But, hey, how does this work? We're talking to Mike Buck. Aloha, Michael. Why am I feeling better?
Well, I'll tell you why. Everybody knows good health depends on good nutrition. We're supposed to get it out of our food. Well, you and me and most of us don't. So that's where Nature Bee helps. It's an all-natural, organic vegetable food. But it's nature's power pack. It's choke full of the good stuff. Vitamins and aminos, minerals and antioxidants. None of the bad stuff. What do you get? Well, how about better digestion, a much deeper sleep at night, and much more energy all day.
Now, I know you can go to those health food stores and you look at those rows and rows of supplements and you have no idea what's going on. Now, why Nature Bee and not those things?
I'll tell you why, because Nature Bee works. Boy, do they stand by that. What other company would give you a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee? Even after 6 months, if you don't feel the power of pollen, you send back the empties, they send back the money.
Wow, that sounds like more than a fair deal. What do we do to get our Nature Bee?
That is so easy. Right now, you get a six-month supply of Nature Bee, still just $99 with a small postage fee. Yeah. Going to throw in the Sizzling Summer Pack. That is a $30 bottle of the best sunscreen in the world, and that's free for you. Small handling fee all the way to your doors. You know, you got to pick up the phone and make the toll-free call. The only way to do it, or online. Toll-free, 1-866-834-8355. Now, come on, 1-866-834-8355. Online, naturebee.com.
Okay, everybody, be like me. Don't wait. Get your Nature Bee today. Call 1-866-834-8355 right now.
The Majority Report.
I'm not sure that there is a specific plan to squeeze the middle class.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
I think there may be certainly some people who would like to specifically squeeze the middle class. But certainly, and what is indisputable, is that Republican policies act at the detriment of the middle class. It's a complete disregard for the middle class which drives these policies.
The Majority Report. Weeknights starting at 8 on 960. The Quake.
WWWD, what would Willie do on 960 The Quake? We asked the mayor a question out of today's news. Glenn Greenwald has been here signing books, How Would a Patriot Act, a blogger who's now an activist in his book for preserving and defending the Constitution. Mayor Brown, you were encouraging him to run for office. Colleen Fernald, who has been a frequent caller to our show, Keeping It Real with Willie on 960 The Quake, ran for senator and got 8% of the vote. With $5,000 in a three-month campaign, she would have been satisfied with 10, she writes. If you were a progressive running for political office for the first time right now, what would Willie do?
I would, of course, do my best to get the Democratic Party to embrace my candidacy and to support me. And I'd do so by literally outworking my opponents on a grassroots basis. I would insist that I meet and greet every single solitary prospective voter. It would be a full-time job with me. The speech-making aside, I would be far more interested in the one-on-one relationships that can be developed, because they will literally translate into victories, even against great money. You notice that those people that had all that money, particularly the self-finance folk, they did not do well the last time around because they relied upon the normal methods by which voters, and when I say normal, that's the old tried and true methods by which voters are contacted. I don't think if you are a newcomer, you are an entrepreneur, you are a fresh face, you're going to develop any credibility using old techniques to market that fresh face. I think you have to do it the way that I did it, in the way that many others of my ilk are doing it, and that's the one-on-one relationships develop, which means a longer period of time, a far more concentrated period of time, and a hell of a lot less glamorous period of time in pursuit of votes. When you do that as a progressive, as a newcomer to the scene, you will end up being victorious. I would suggest to you that in San Diego, I don't think that the Democrats understood the need, literally, to work the Republicans as well as the Democrats in order to expand their base. You've got to be prepared to go into the hearts of one that you would consider ordinarily an enemy. Don't treat them as an enemy. Treat them as a potential friend. And when you walk away from them, after you've had your dialogue, I think you will be inspired because invariably, they will want ultimately the same thing you would want. That's what Willie would do.
There you go.
Isn't it also true that when you meet the voters, you can learn not just about their concerns, but you can come up with some better solutions? They have ideas of solutions that maybe have escaped all the political politicians, that sometimes the real people know what's going on.
More often than not, I would end up getting the vote of someone whom I listened to, not someone who listened to me.
Uh-huh.
And believe me, politicians, in most cases, do not have the ability or the interest to listen. It's harder to listen than it is to speak.
They're believe trying to remember me. What they're supposed to say.
No,
that's difficult.
No question whatsoever. There's also a level of contempt. You know, when you don't really want to listen, it means you think you already know everything that needs to be known, and you also think that the person that's before you needs to be informed of what you know to confirm how really smart you really are. That's a liability. That's an Achilles heel.
Yeah.
I was going to say tendon, but an Achilles heel for many. It is a tendon, but it's Achilles heel for most politicians. And
tonight, MBA.
Learn to listen.
MBA.
All right. Congressman Henry Waxman joins us about the estate tax vote that is happening today in Washington, D.C., and the Bay Guardian's Tim Redman in the next hour. We'll take a look at the news, weather, and traffic right now as we're keeping it real with Will and Willie on this Thursday, June 8th, and I'm Paul Wells. It's all right here at 960 Progressive Talk Radio, The Quake.
Hello?
Opportunity calling.
I thought you knocked.
Eh, that's a cliche.
What do you have?
Expand your media player and find out.
Find out what?
Sony card wish it, win it.
So first I wish?
And then you could win.
Win what?
$10,000 worth of Sony Entertainment.
That's huge.
That's Sony card wish it, win it.
What do I do now?
Go to SonyCardWin.com to create your personal wish list.
I wish for Sony electronics, CDs, DVDs, and games.
But you gotta expand your media player.
I will.
There's a Sony card winner each month.
So there's a chance?
That you'll be the one.
To wish and then win?
That's why it's called Wish It, Win It from Sony card. The card that earns points towards Sony rewards with every use. Expand your media player yet?
I'm on it.
You got it.
Good call.